this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Congressman David Young with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
It's awesome to be here.
Had a chance to come to Atlantic. You get here quite frequently, don't you?
Once a month. I'm in every county. There's 16 counties here in the 3rd Congressional District, and I made the vow. I'm not going to be a stranger. This is my district. It's your district. We should see each other, don't you think?
So you just never get a day off.
Well, you know, this commitment is something I take very seriously. And when folks want to meet, and I'm trying to get in front of every person I can, and I represent everybody in the district. Am I a Republican and a conservative? Yeah. But I represent the whole district, and I'll get in front of everybody, and I take the job very seriously.
Absolutely. Well, and should. It's something that's obviously very important and that you take very passionately because you got into this in the first place. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on. I know you get a chance when you come back to visit with folks. What's on their mind right now? What are they talking about?
Well, this morning I had a town hall. We call it Coffee with Your Congressman. I bring the coffee and the donuts. We had one in Earlham this morning. Folks were talking about national security. Particularly the Iran agreement, and Congress is going to vote on that in mid-September when we return from our August work period. I studied this very carefully. I wanted to look at it on its merits. I probably took more time than some wanted me to come to a decision, but after looking at the agreement and looking at Iran's past behavior, they've broken every agreement they've been in. They still chant death to America. They want to destroy Israel. We are not able to see the side agreements that Iran has with the International Atomic Energy Agency. And based on that, I'm going to vote for the resolution of disapproval, which means I do not support the Iran agreement. Doesn't mean that I don't think that we should keep, that we should run away from Iran. We should try these diplomatic means. It's a better than war. And I don't think that there is just this agreement and the option of war. I think those are false choices. I think we should continue diplomacy and work with our allies as well.
Yeah, there are those who are in favor of that agreement who continue to talk like this is the best we can do. You don't necessarily agree with that.
I do not agree with that because I think that we should be keeping the sanctions in place after we verify that we can get in and inspect and have that verification. Ronald Reagan was one of my favorite presidents, and he said trust and verify. I'm kind of a verify and trust kind of person when it comes to this. I think we should make sure that we kind of keep our thumb on Iran as we go along with any agreement and not just give them carte blanche to the $150 billion that will be available to them that have been frozen assets over the years. And they can spend that money on pretty much whatever they want. And who knows what they're going to spend it on. They could spend it on terrorist activities, bombs, weapons, that kind of thing.
Have we been spending enough time listening to the concerns of our allies in that region with respect to Iran and where they are right now with nuclear capabilities?
Well, in that region, you talk about the Middle East countries, they're very concerned about this agreement. They know Iran pretty well. They've dealt with them over the past several decades. There's the fear that this could create an arms race. Now, if you look at some of the European countries, they want an agreement because they see Iran as somewhat of a gold mine. They can go in there and make some money, do the contracting, do the services. Those markets will be there for their products. And once that begins and we find out that perhaps Iran is violating the agreement, can you really snap back and go back to square one after many countries have started investing in there? Will they comply like we would comply? A lot of uncertainty and more questions than answers. And that's so I've come to the conclusion. I just can't support this agreement. And I think we should keep diplomatic relations open and dialogue open, but keep those sanctions in place and maybe some enhanced sanctions as well.
On a different topic, I'm guessing you are getting a lot of questions and a lot of input with regard to what people are starting to think now that we've had a couple of debates behind our backs now, behind us already, with regard to the presidential selection. What are you hearing from folks? What are your thoughts?
Well, a lot of people I talk to have about four or five they really like, and they can't really come down to one. And so they want to see more of them. They want to watch a few more debates. But we certainly have the opportunity in Iowa to get in front of any presidential candidate. The state fair is coming up. There's going to be a candidate at least 10 candidates there every day. And if you throw a corn dog, you'll hit a candidate.
Let's not do that, though.
Well, we don't want to hurt anybody. But it's exciting that they spend so much time here in Iowa. And it's great that we're first in the nation. Better Iowans than New Yorkers or Californians.
You know, I hear so many folks talking about how this, like 17, I think, right now is where we are with announced candidates on the Republican side in the presidential chase. And it seems like no one can remember a time when we've had that many. Some people scratch their heads and say, this is just craziness. Some folks look at it as a good thing because you're getting a chance to vet a lot of different people, see a lot of different opinions. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's great that we have so many choices. At the same time, as a Republican, I want to narrow that down and find our candidates sooner rather than later. But we can't rush it. We need to have those debates. But it's good to have those choices. I imagine before Thanksgiving, we'll be winnowing down this field by at least half from what we have right now. And then on the other side, the Democrat side, there's five or six candidates. There could be a few more. We'll see what happens. But I think primaries are very healthy. It makes the candidates better. I was in a six-person primary when I ran, and it made me better. At least I think it did. I hope it did. If not, I'm in trouble. But it makes candidates better, and it gives people an opportunity to get to know the candidates better.
Is it a good thing that you're maybe got this many people out there with this varied, really a wide range of backgrounds, real variance among the candidates? You've got folks who have absolutely zero political experience, to celebrity status, to people who have spent an entire lifetime in politics, to folks who come from meager backgrounds and have attained quite a lot in their lives. I mean, there's really quite a variety of choices out there, and I think it's bringing a lot more people into the political spectrum where they're paying more attention.
They are paying more attention, and the talk is that the diverse backgrounds is a good thing. Former governors, you have business leaders, a doctor, you have folks who are in the U.S. Senate, a political background. Those are good backgrounds. They're going to be under scrutiny, though, just because you're not typically in a political background, and that's fine. Doesn't mean that you don't have to answer those tough questions and have a plan and solutions as well. You don't get a pass. Iowans don't give anybody a pass, and nor should we, because we're talking about the presidency of the United States of America.
There's always so much talk when you get this much activity this early on that there's going to be damage to the brand. And as a Republican, is there any concern at all that there's so much back and forth right now that we're maybe not following the 11th commandment necessarily doing some damage?
Maybe not damage to the brand, but damage to individuals who stoke certain fires in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And listen, with 17 different candidates on the Republican side, you've got to be able to distinguish yourself between that mass of people. And some choose to speak in interesting different ways. And also, we've seen some viral videos of Rand Paul with a chainsaw going after the tax code, or Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina show us on the internet how to destroy a cell phone. I mean, and some of these things. And we all know what Donald Trump, he's been probably not had to spend any money so far because he's getting a lot of free media. And I think the issue with Trump is I think there's a lot of people who are frustrated with the establishment politics. And when the establishment attacks Trump, and the media is part of the establishment too, the media established attacks Trump, I think that gives him some credibility and ingrains some support out there. I don't know if he's going to make it in the end. I don't know who it's going to be. But it'll get cut down by half, I think, by Thanksgiving.
It's like every cycle, though. It makes for good theater for now. Let's hope it makes for good governance later.
Well, we need good governance. We need good policies. We need good people. We need integrity into the system. You get what you get. I mean, you get who runs, right? Sometimes a lot of us complain about who's running, what's going on. Well, then I say get involved. That's one of the reasons why I ran. I didn't like what was happening, so I got involved. And so I say to anybody, if you're not going to run yourself, recruit a candidate. Get involved in a campaign. Do those kind of, make phone calls, knock on doors if you really believe in someone.
Celebrities in Hollywood don't really have much of an impact on your life. Those folks who control the purse strings and the legislative process, they have a direct influence on our lives. Sometimes our priorities aren't necessarily where they should be.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when Jay Leno was on, he would do the Man on the Street, and everybody would know the lyrics of any Justin Bieber song, but they couldn't, you know, start the preamble of the Constitution, that kind of thing.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, we need civics. We need them early and earlier. We need to make sure that the kids understand what this is all about. And for the most part, I think they're optimistic about the future. I am. Do we have our issues? You bet. But we're the greatest country in the world, and everybody wants to come here.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's proven every day. Very good. Well, Congressman, I know you're working on a time schedule. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Always look forward to seeing you, and wish you the best.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.